I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Global markets were down Tuesday, with stock shares for European automakers among the worst hit as international investors reacted to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump pledging big tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee reports.
The news fueled jitters over a potential global trade war. European autos and parts stocks were the worst performing sector in Europe, down 1.7%. Trump said in a post on Truth Social that on his first day in office, he would impose a 25% tariff on all products from Mexico and Canada, and an additional 10% tariff on goods from China. Shares in Germany's Volkswagen were down over 2%, while Stellantis, the maker of Chrysler, Dodge and Fiat, among other brands, fell over 4%. One broker told Reuters that Stellantis would be the hardest hit by tariffs. About a quarter of Stellantis' North American sales are made in Mexico.
That was Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee reporting. Lebanese state media reported an Israeli airstrike on a Beirut building housing displaced people Tuesday killed one, according to authorities, as airstrikes formed a belt of fire around the capital's southern suburbs. The 10 strikes come as Israel's security cabinet was scheduled to vote on a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal aimed at ending more than a year of fighting between Israel and the Lebanese Hezbollah militant group. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to address the nation. Speaking to reporters at a Jerusalem news conference earlier Tuesday, Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell said Israel's main condition is to be able to respond itself if Hezbollah were to violate any ceasefire agreement.
The core issue is about enforcement to make sure that this will not happen.
Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk earlier Tuesday called for an immediate ceasefire to put an end to the killings and destruction in Lebanon. This is VOA News. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven, or G7, nations are gathering in Italy Tuesday to discuss the world's most pressing issues, the last such meeting for outgoing U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Security is tight in the small town of Fiuggi, nestled in the hills a few hours from Rome, as foreign ministers gather for the second day of meetings to tackle tense diplomatic issues, including a possible cessation of hostilities between Israel and Lebanon, Western support for Ukraine, and their positions on the International Criminal Court's decision on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A ceasefire in the Middle East is foremost on the agenda of the meeting. For the first time, G7 ministers are joined by their counterparts from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates and Qatar, the so-called Arab Quintet, as well as the Secretary General of the Arab League. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new report published Tuesday shows the number of people displaced in Africa has tripled to 35 million. The vast majority of displacements are due to conflict and violence, but displacements caused by natural disasters are also rising rapidly. Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi.
The Geneva-based Internal Displacement Monitoring Center says the large majority of people displaced worldwide are in Africa. Almost 93% are displaced due to conflict and violence, and 26 million of them are displaced in just five countries: the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Somalia, and Sudan. Experts say poverty, inequality, and marginalization are among the many factors that fuel conflict and violence, and armed groups have exploited these grievances. Floods and droughts trigger the majority of disaster displacements. IDMC researchers warn climate change will make these weather-related events more frequent and intense, and they expect these displacement trends to continue. Mohamed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
The U.S. Thanksgiving holiday is this Thursday and is celebrated every year on the fourth Thursday in November. The event that is believed to have spawned the holiday is believed to have been held in 1621. University of Texas A&M history professor Troy Bickham tells the Associated Press, observing the Thanksgiving holiday stopped not long after that first event and didn't return formally until the 19th century, following the U.S. Civil War, when reformers sought to unite the country.
The idea that it would be a family holiday that gave thanks for what they had. The emphasis was on the family unit or the larger extended family. That's why it wasn't a big time of gift exchange or anything like that. It was coming together, breaking bread, and having sort of a relative sense of harmony.
Bickham says turkey was later adopted as the main course because it was big, plentiful, and native to a large swath of the country. That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.